Thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our discussion about price strategy and talk about overpricing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We talked last program about how the market will really recover you if for some reason you underprice your home for sale. You make sure everyone that should know about the property is aware of it. The qualified buyers step forward. And in kind of an auction setting, it does improve back to where it should have been listed if it was underlisted.
Exactly. It's an interesting process. So long as you've got an open market exposure where every reasonable buyer that would have an interest in that property at this particular point in time has an opportunity to see it, become exposed to it, and react to it with an offer.
And you know, I don't fear that for looking at where you're going to get the most net proceeds at the end of the story, the end of your event. I would rather have you underpriced because I think I'll get you better proceeds out of the sale than overpriced.
Yes.
Out of the gate.
Yeah. And when we talk about pricing, if there are 10 properties that are nearly identical and benefits that they would provide an owner, number of bedrooms, view, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there'll always be one that's the lower end of the scale, and there's always going to be one that marks the higher end of the scale. And the issue is, in that array, where are you going to place this property?
That's right. And what we see a lot, what we're battling with our clients is to help them understand that coming out of the gate, there's only one chance for this first impression. Coming out of the gate to the strongest buyers who have been looking, there's a pent-up demand. You throw it out of the market, overpriced. So you're the 10th of those 10 homes.
Right. And that's the last one. Unless you're so unique, a one-of-a-kind type asset that somebody's going to look at and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to die if I don't own that one, you're probably going to sit there for a while until either the market catches up with you or you decide that this isn't that much fun and you're going to drop the price to where it should have been to begin with.
And dropping the price to what it could have been or should have been is not necessarily going to recover that price. At this point, the strongest buyers, it's amazing how quickly people eliminate that home. They'll take a good look at it once, and they'll set it aside. And then as it comes up in another search at a different price, they'll say, I recognize that we already looked at it. I don't remember why we didn't like it, but we didn't like it. So it's tough to get them back.
Exactly. So what do I do? What's my best strategy?
Well, the best strategy, in my opinion, is tight on price in this market. And make sure, more importantly, hire the realtor who will get the best exposure of a professional manner that will attract the right people, and that price will come to where it should be. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.